Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Sexy Beer, the podcast about not very much in particular, but mostly running in Barcelona, which I'm doing right now. Anyway, this is now episode 4, a whopping 4 episodes in as little as 2 years. I think that I deserve a medal for that one. No, I guess I kind of didn't keep the podcast going very much because I assume that I was only speaking to myself right now. And I'm not under any delusion. I am under illusion. I am deluded. Anyway, sorry, those are just the cars running past the Three Chimneys of Badalona right now. Anyway, some lovely background din and roars of this beautiful, peaceful running soundtrack. I'm sure wherever you're listening to this, well, if you're me, it's running anyway. So, anyway, it's all over now. Hope that you are still with me if you're not me. Anyway, what was I saying? Running in Barcelona. Podcast. Oh god, I actually lost my train of thought. Basically, I'll just recap. So, this particular podcast, I want to be part of a series because I'm trying to do a particularly long run. So I've been planning a really long run for years now, ever since my one and only long run to date in 2016. Snorting a lot because I've got really, really stringing nose. Just a little bit of lovely extra information for you so you can picture me running with a streaming river of snot from my nose. Anyway, my only big run to date was in Zimbabwe in, I think, 2016. God, it's been 4 years. Literally have not gone for a bum and done a proper run for 4 years. And I had all these grand plans trying to run from Barcelona to Genoa, which I'd still love to do one day. But logistically, it's just impossible. I've got a baby girl, well, a toddler. And so I just don't have time, you know? And a big run, like trying to run from Barcelona to Genoa, is logistically just a nightmare. I mean, the runner side is a kind of physical, like, difficulty of trying to run, I think it's about 1,000 kilometers. Which I calculated would take about 3 to 4 weeks. I can't remember why I was on. I can't even like mental answer right now, I'm so tired. It's slightly over my mouth in a day. Anyway, which is also tricky. It's like narrow, windy roads. It's not all actually kind of running friendly, etc. I think there's even parts of this route that you'd have to take a boat and run on the spot. But I'm really obsessed with this particular run. But it's just, unless, like, even when I was kind of, I don't know, free and single and childless, I couldn't just drop everything and run to Genoa. Because, like, I don't know, job, money, time, and, yeah, knees as in K-N-E-E-S, which I'm very cross with right now. My knees are not speaking to me, and I'm already embarking on yet another run. Very cross. Anyway, sorry, segue. So this Barcelona to Genoa run is tricky because unless you are, you have shitloads of time in your hands, you're unemployed, you're fabulously wealthy, you're in great prime fit running condition, and you basically have unlimited time on your hands, and you can afford to sleep in hotels or hostels every night and eat out for every meal, then you're grand. Everybody buy yourself a new pair of pants every now and again if you're not running with anything. Then, otherwise a run like that, in French Riviera, it's going to be fucking expensive, you know? Imagine eating out for every single meal on this French Riviera plus staying in those hotels for 3 weeks. It would be amazing, but definitely outside my non-existent budget. So, you know, I might just have to pause this for a minute. I don't know if I know how to pause in this podcast to make. So we have to jog on, try and run a bit faster, and speak up through the leaf blower, actually. Good thing it's a very loud leaf blower, but not the least blow over there on the train tracks. So just so you know, I'm now past, across the Vestos River, we're running from Pobla near Barcelona, crossed over the Vestos River, sort of separates Barcelona from Badalona, and now entering the port of Badalona, next town along from Barcelona. My aim is to try and get to Linya de Mar I can't remember what that is, like maybe 50 kilometers. So it's a bit of a bonkers aim given I haven't done so much as a 10k run in like the last 4 years. But, you know, don't have very much time to do these things very often, so may as well try and do it properly. So back to my dream run. I just could make it work, you know. Now I've got a toddler, then I really just have a small window of running opportunity with the music bell, and it's from 7:30 when the nursery school opens to run lunchtime, and I've got to pick her up again. And I've actually got work to do in the afternoon, which is going to be fun. But yeah, so I thought that rather than keep postponing this run year after year after year until I magically have infinite money and time, then I will just use my window of running opportunity every day. But instead of just going for the same run up and down the beach, I'm going to run as far as I can today. And then tomorrow morning, I'm going to take the train to wherever I had to stop and then carry on. And my aim will be to get as far as I can up the coast, ideally, maybe as far as Milan is. I honestly can't remember how far that is now. I had a lot more facts and info before I saw this podcast, but then I ran for an hour and my brain melted. So yeah, the plan is to get as far as I can in one morning, carry on tomorrow. And like I said in the other podcast, which I had to delete because I forgot to take the earphones out, so I just basically spoke and silence basically for like half an hour. So that's why I'm so tired starting this again. But the last one I did, I you know, ran for Mental Health in Zimbabwe, and I raised quite a lot of money. It's over $7,000 in the end. And then I did another kind of mad thing for charity, and that was walking on stilts across Barcelona to raise money and awareness for LGBT rights in Zimbabwe. And then this big run, I also planned to try and raise money and awareness for some cause I didn't use it. But to be honest, just don't think it's really worthy of anyone's attention, and definitely not really worthy of anyone's euros or dollars or pounds, because I mean, I'm not actually doing anything kind of worth sounding my foghorn about. I'm just basically doing a long run every day, like a lot of people do. Anyway, keep to themselves. So yeah, I didn't even know I was recording this. I guess given that I have a grand total of one listener, which is myself, it's really more of a kind of note to self on my kind of online diary than an actual podcast. But I will share it with the world, just in case you all want to hear about my Monday morning run. And I'm now probably in the city of Barcelona. And I say there's just an incredible amount of construction going on at the minute. It's a real sign of this part of Spain. You know, Barcelona, Badalona, all these other coastal towns like around Barcelona are really just booming at the minute. Just buildings going up left, right and centre. A lot of kind of dodgy buildings. So I just ran past one big construction site that has written next to it. It was in Spanish, I think. La Vadianero. It says, "If you want to wash your money, turn here." So yeah, there's a lot of circulation, but kind of dirty money putting up these buildings. I don't know. One thing that I'm convinced is dodgy, because it's ugly, is this building that went up recently near where I live in Poble Nou in Barcelona. And Poble Nou itself is, I mean, it's not an architecturally stunning neighbourhood of Barcelona. It still is quite industrial, and it was once upon a time where there was like big cotton factories and different textiles, various industries, and their factories and warehouses were in Barcelona, in Poble Nou. A lot of those were later abandoned and have since been turned into these like incredible co-working spaces, or I don't know, techie labs. There's a kind of sci-fi food lab near where I live. There's a lot of architect schools, design schools, sculpture, like pottery art, fashion, you name it. So very, it's like the creative hub. And it's actually been nicknamed, what's it called? Someone said creative tech nucleus of Barcelona. And it's also now got the term 22 out. I can't remember that stands for. But anyway, the whole district where I live, Villa Olímpica Poblenou, is now 22 out. It's kind of the creative tech hub. There's a lot of investment, like Silicon Valley. And it's funny because it's still, I mean, it's not beautiful, but it's very cool. A lot of like these big sketchy warehouses. It's very like arty graffiti. Anyway, urban art, I should say. I can't remember where I was going with this. So, a couple of blocks from where I live, this hotel went up, which is just the biggest eyesore of the city. It's absolutely hideous. I mean, not only is it way taller than all of the other buildings around, I don't know how they got planning permission, but like I say, I'm short, stodgy. But it's this like colour of like cement mixed with sludge and like a few dribs of, I don't know, essence of prison. And it's just awful. It's got tiny pokey windows to barely like fire an arrow through. And it's just like this kind of block shaped. Just looks like, yeah, kind of real Soviet block architecture. And like dumped right in the middle of Poblenou. That's such a shame. Anyway, I think that in order to have got planning permission to create that absolute monstrosity, some money must have passed along many greedy, dirty pools. Such a shame. Anyway, back to the podcast and my run. So now I'm getting to, I'll just keep you posted in case you ever want to do this route. It's really nice because it's all flat, by the sea the whole way. You know, Vasa is great for running. A, because it hardly ever rains. B, because, like I said, these promenade routes are all flat. You have these water fountains kind of every couple of kilometres. It's brilliant. And if you get really hot, you just like jump into the Mediterranean Sea. Won't be doing that this morning because it's February or March, because it's March. It's still a bit chilly. But, yeah, it's something I do on the way back if I run in the summer. Jump into my pants and then go home soaking wet, looking like a total mad woman. So now I'm running past the famous Mono de Badalona, which is, there's this famous, like, iconic monkey statue. It's a monkey, isn't it? So look, kind of like, well, basically, I think it's meant to be a monkey, but also it's kind of Neanderthal-like. It's like monkey mixed with human. And it's staring at a bottle. And like, I don't know, someone sitting outside the pub in the evening, looking with depression at the last dribble of alcohol when everything's shut. And anyway, it's meant, it's the logo or whatever of Anis de Mono. I don't know if this is still functioning, but it's this huge factory that once upon a time made the, what's it called, you know, anise, the alcohol, whatever, you know, the one, sambuca stuff. And, oh, it must still be going because I can smell it. God, and I've got a really bad cold, so that must be really strong. I've never noticed that before. Anyway, so yeah, definitely still functioning. It's just jumped up my nose. And yeah, everyone goes and gets photos of the monkey on the bridge. Not the bridge, what's it called, you know, the thing, jetty leading out to sea, which in the minute is being fixed. Such a shame, because part of my run is normally to run, like just sprint and pelt down to the very end. And then it feels so good. Just be like pounding planks right down to the end. And it feels like you're running in the middle of the sea because you've got water on both sides. Such a nice feeling. But anyway, can't run now because they're building it again. So that's the Mono de Badalona. And for me, my next landmark is, I can't remember what it's called, but it's a funny little tower that just sticks up. And it's, if you ever do this run, it's a nice thing to kind of motivate you, because you can just see it in the distance, kind of curling around the corner, and it's just beyond Badalona. So I think it kind of marks Montgat, the next town along, and it's close enough to, that you can see it. It looks big enough, basically, but it's not a too depressing landmark to be running towards. You know, it feels achievably close, but it's also, you know, yeah, it kind of stays in sight for a long time, because it's still going to be another half an hour, or maybe 40 minutes till I get there. But it keeps me going. And now, on the right, there's these huge sand dunes. Oh, it feels like Saudi Arabia. I think it's still from Storm Gloria, which ravaged the coasts of eastern Spain about a month ago, maybe, a little bit more. And it's depressing, actually, because it washed up just tons, I mean, literally tons of plastic and other just crap onto the beaches along the coast here. I actually went up, collected loads at one point, my boyfriend and I, because we just thought it was mad. I mean, I know that they do have these little trucks that did eventually get most of it, but there was just way too much for the tiny little beetle trucks that were going around doing what they could. But you know, I just thought everyone in the city should go and get a shovel and, you know, pitch in. Because meantime, while there were these, the city cleaning machines and like people were trying to collect it all in time, the waves were like lapping it off again. I remember thinking it was like the sea was some, I don't know, kind of very accommodating, sweet, easygoing friend that you like drag out clubbing when you want to go out, nobody else does. And it goes along and, you know, it kind of meekly drinks all the tequila you force down through it, and you end up getting this poor friend of yours so annihilated that it's really, really ill and spews everywhere. And then you make it eat its own sick. I know, that's really weird. But I basically thought the sea kind of puked up loads of the sick, the plastic sick that we forced on its throat. And then we were like, yeah, can't be fucked to like clean it up. So you just lick it all up again. So I thought it was a real shame. Anyway, beach was all fairly clean again. And it really was such an eye-opener. And we all know, we all see the statistics and kind of much more aware, obviously, now than we used to be at Hamish. How huge and, you know, like, unerasable or huge and permanent our plastic footprint is. But it was really shocking to see it, you know, just like rubbed on our eyeballs over those weeks. The kind of stuff that washed off on the beach, you know, is this wet wipe after wet wipe, like pads, tampons, condoms, really disgusting stuff. And rats, so many dead rats. I almost was nearly sick because we were picking stuff up, like we had rubber gloves on, we were picking them up for rats. Oh, there's just so many of these bloated carcasses of rats that had no hair. It's just really weird. It's like God knows what they'd swum through or been washed through that went, like they went bald. So I had chemotherapy in the water. It was really chilling. Which reminds me, actually, there's a similar kind of shocking sight as you cross the bridge. Well, it's just before the bridge, actually. It's when you get to the Essos River, which separates Barcelona from Badalona. It's kind of the end. I guess it delineates the end of Barcelona. And you've got Bessos on one side, the side if you're going towards Girona, and then you've got El Prat River on the other side if you're going towards like the airport and beaches. Anyway, so Bessos River is marked by this huge factory in Essos, like the main kind of, like it's like the only monopolizer's energy supply in Barcelona, actually all of Spain, I think. And they've got their like giant hideous monstrosity factory there with chimneys spewing out clouds of smoke. And the river, you know, it's this electric, it's almost, it's like beautiful, but it's so unnatural, it's disturbingly blue, electric blue, like sort of a cartoon. And you just see this weird like toxic coloured water gushing up from the Odessa factory. Very, very wrong. And occasionally you see fishermen there, and you just really want to tell them not to eat that fish. Otherwise I'll sprout another head in the morning. Anyway, so I'm gonna have to wrap this up quite soon, otherwise it'll be like 3 days before I get to Montgat. I'm starting to struggle to talk and run now. Funny, I can do a podcast, but I've never actually liked running people. I've always been a lone runner because I don't like talking running. So it's a shame that no one's listening to this, because you are in the privileged position of being the only person who's ever heard me run and talk. But yeah, I'm going to stop running and talking now, otherwise I'll never get there. And this run will be so embarrassingly slow, I won't want to publicise it anywhere, because I'll be, yeah, running about 1 kilometre every like 2 hours at this rate. So, I hope you have a marvellous Monday and a terrific start to the week in whatever corner of the world you are, if you are not me. And at the train. I'm sorry about my snot. God, I'm just this like walking waterfall of mucus. It's really revolting. And we're out now in like the throes of panic over the coronavirus. So I really think that I do think I had the coronavirus. I actually quite like to get it. I know you shouldn't say this. And who knows what's going to happen. Maybe this is also going to be like incredibly offensive, what I'm saying right now. Oh God, the idea of being quarantined for 3 weeks is so nice. Oh, I'm just so busy at the minute. I quite like just lying in bed reading a book and while I'm pretending to have coronavirus. Might read off on the symptoms and see if I can blag it. Anyway, I definitely don't have an hour, but I have had this streaming nose for 3 weeks. And given that everyone is in hysterical panic about the coronavirus, I think everyone's recoiling from me in disgust, thinking I'm a carrier of COVID-19. Anyway, it works well to get seats in the metro and stuff. So I shall save you from my dribbly snout and let you go back to whatever you're doing for you. Pretty done start listening to me. And I shall try and record another podcast on my next one tomorrow. Wish me luck. Bye.